100 Best Bike Shops in Metro Manila. Are you looking for the best bike shops in Metro Manila? If yes, then look no further because we've got you covered. In this article, we'll show you where to go to get your new or used bicycle repaired or serviced. The Philippines has a rich history in cycling. Cycling is also part of our culture. Filipinos love riding bikes and they ride them everywhere. From commuting to school to running errands, biking is a common mode of transportation. Cycling is a great way to stay fit and enjoy nature. It allows us to travel long distances without having to worry about traffic and pollution. Biking is also good for our health since it helps reduce stress levels and improve cardiovascular fitness. 100 Best Bike Shops in Manila. 100 Best Bike Shops in Metro Manila. Are you looking for the best bike shops in Metro Manila? If yes, then look no further because we've got you covered. In this article, we'll show you where to go to get your new or used bicycle repaired or serviced. The Philippines has a rich history in cycling. Cycling is also part of our culture. Filipinos love riding bikes and they ride them everywhere. From commuting to school to running errands, biking is a common mode of transportation. Cycling is a great way to stay fit and enjoy nature. It allows us to travel long distances without having to worry about traffic and pollution. Biking is also good for our health since it helps reduce stress levels and improve cardiovascular fitness. 100 Best Bike Shops in Manila. Check out the complete list on the Sulit blog. Looking to build your own bike? It is a fun hobby that can also save you money. Here's a guide to getting started. 1. Choose a frame material. Choosing a frame material depends on your budget, style preferences, and intended purpose. For example, aluminum frames are lighter and cheaper than steel frames but tend to flex more easily when ridden over rough terrain. Steel bikes are heavier and stronger but costlier. 2. Select wheels. Wheels come in various sizes and materials. Choosing between these options involves weighing the pros and cons of each type. Lightweight wheels are usually made out of carbon fiber or titanium alloy, but they're expensive and prone to damage. Heavy-duty wheels are typically made out of steel and weigh much more but last longer and are easier to repair. 3. Pick a brake type. Brake pads wear out after repeated braking and must be replaced periodically. There are several different brake pad designs, including disc brakes, cantilever brakes, V-brakes, and rim brakes. Disc brakes are generally best suited for road riding, while cantilever brakes are used primarily for mountain biking. V-brakes are popular among BMX riders. Rim brakes are common on hybrid bicycles. 4. Choose a gear set. Gear sets consist of multiple parts, including pedals, cranksets, chains, chainrings, cassettes, derailleur, and rear derailleur hangers. They vary in price based on quality and complexity. Shimano makes some of the highest quality gear sets around, while others are manufactured by Campagnolo, SRAM, and Sun Race. 5. Buy components. After choosing a frame material and wheel size, you'll need to buy components like tires, rims, handlebars, seat posts, and saddle. These items can range in price depending on brand and model. 6. Install parts. Once all the pieces are assembled, install them onto the frame. Some assembly may require tools, so make sure to bring along extra ones. 7. Test ride. Now that everything is installed, test ride your bicycle to ensure that it fits properly and feels comfortable. Once you've found a setup that suits you, you're ready to hit the trails. In conclusion, if you're looking for a new bike shop in Metro Manila, look no further than this list of the 100 bike stores in Metro Manila. They will have everything from entry-level bikes to high-end racing bikes. And they also offer full-service maintenance, so you won't have to worry about anything when you bring your bike back to them. Just drop off your bike and let them take care of it.